Hello and welcome to Laps and Sarps. I'm joined by Alex, Chloe, Morgan, and just those three. Just me.
Just us me. Four.
Yeah, just me and those three.
It's a lovely.
No one else.
A lovely introduction of just the four hosts of Laps and Sarps.
Yes. The best hosts.
Top four of all time.
Four of the hosts of all time.
Four of the hosts of Laps and Sarps. Top four.
I'm kidding. Tom is here.
Hi.
And today we're talking about pre-larp.
Pre-larp!
Who's excited to get on the field this weekend?
Nah, not really.
Last time we were doing a pre-larp, I was like, why am I not excited? What's going on? This is weird. That's not happened this time.
No, I'm really excited. I'm giddy. I am the most hyped that I've been in at least a year, I swear.
Is it because there's no weather warnings or rain?
For me personally, I think it's because the weather looks actually ideal this weekend. It's like 20 degrees and dry.
Yeah. I just feel like it's been enough time between events before.
This was the shortest break, Chloe.
Yeah. But between. No, I mean, like. I'm like, it feels longer. But between E1 and E2, it felt like it was like the long dark. So I was like, it feels so long since we've been at Empire. Like, I just can't be bothered. But now I'm like...
Because we had Hoist in the middle. Plugged up the gap a bit.
Yeah. Momentum.
Yeah. All my white goods are healthy, so I'm ready to go.
We're all right.
All right, that's it. You've reached a speaking limit for the episode now, Tom.
Okay,
great. Yeah, Tom, you've exceeded your word count.
Oh.
Every Laps and Tarps cast member has a word count.
Tom's has the smallest word count.
That's why Tom speaks so loudly, because he's getting the most out of every word.
He's like, you must at least hear every single word that I say.
So, summer is here. It is the summer of 3/8. 6YE?
I have no idea.
I think it's 385. I was right the first time. 386YE.
Yep. So guess yourself.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
I don't really have any concept for the year system. I see the numbers and I don't really read them. I just go, that's a year. That's one of the years of all time.
I know a lot of people who played since before COVID were stuck in the idea that it was 383 because it had been 383 for.
Do a lot of people really pay attention to what year it is in character?
Well, I just know.
Well, why?
What do you mean?
It's not something that's ever occurred to me to think about.
I guess it's because I'm always reading the winds.
Oh, yeah.
It says at the top, Winds of Fortune 386. And also, I sometimes date my letters.
I feel like I just like smooth past that bit. Like, I don't actually read that number.
What does the YE stand for?
Oh, fuck, like Year Empire or something?
Yeah, maybe.
No, because it's like years since the Empire was founded. So it is like years since Empire or years of Empire.
Yeah, the fact that there is a numerical system for the year, as with most.
How much Imperial history do you know?
None. Like,
you're asking Chloe specifically. You look directly at Chloe about that.
Directly at Chloe. Do you know your Imperial
history? Not that anyone else in this room would. Maybe Tom, but he's past his word limit.
We're just going to cut his mic from now. What do you know of
Okay, 386 years ago, the first empress, whose name is known but not public, founded the empire. So, like, on the field, we know what her name is, but it's not on the wiki. So it's find out and play information.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
I just find know out that in it play. Is known. Ask Vesna, she might know.
Yeah, maybe. So, what plans has everybody got for this event? Does anyone have plans? Given the fact that Winds of Fortune came out approximately 20 minutes before time in, does anyone have any plans or ideas of what they're doing?
I am thinking, I've taken the Battle Mage skill and some stuff like that. So I might finally actually take the battlefield in character.
Yes, and so, you're going to die.
And I'm going to be very far away from the fighting and be stood at the back. If I can find a wand or a rod somewhere, either borrowing or find something really cheap on Trader's Row.
I knew a mage who was meant to be staying far away from the front line. His name was, what was it? That Gellert Ashbourne kind of guy?
Oh, yeah. Famous battlefield tourist Gellert Ashbourne.
Yeah, might have got eaten by a shark or two.
Yeah, but that wasn't his first time out on the battlefield.
No.
So it could be all right.
As we all know, experience makes you worse at fighting. So
he should know what he was doing.
I'm not fighting. I'm hiding behind the fighters and healing them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what Nia thought last time, and they ended up getting a black eye.
No, that was monstering.
Oh, was that monstering? That was,
yeah, we were right at the front lines monstering.
Right.
So we need to find you a rod or a wand.
Yeah, something.
I'm sure one of us will have
I'm sure we can scrungle you up one.
Yeah. I'll ask around on field and, yeah, you know, maybe I'll find something.
Yeah.
Scrungle.
Scrungle.
That's a good word.
Yeah. To scrungle something up.
I have like scrumple your face.
You don't scrumple your face. What a ludicrous thing to say.
Scrumpled face is a thing. Crumpled. I've read that.
I don't think it's scrungled is a word.
It's not. It's I've invented it for. It means to find a LARP weapon for your friend.
Yeah.
Ah. We can.
I understood it out of context and just took it as a real word.
We shall scrungle you a weapon.
Yes.
Sick then. So you're bat majoring.
Yep. Maybe I don't have any like major armor either. So that's.
So we need to not only scrungle you an implement. We need to scramble you some. Kit as well.
Scrumble and scramble. Scrumble and scramble. So, like, excellent. Scrumple is it if it's a weapon?
Yeah. Of scramble course. Scramble is if it's kit. Yeah. I feel like we can probably find you. What you want, I guess, is just like a hero belt that's pretty.
Yeah.
A headband that's pretty.
And then like some greaves.
And some
band
braces that are pretty. And you're good to go.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have a look around.
Yeah. If anyone wants to dress. Anyone wants to address Kerry for the weekend?
Yeah.
There's a place, I think it's in Urzin.
Oh, yeah.
This this person's tent literally just has like a load of kit, some really, really,
is it
really,
Agathon's armory?
Maybe. There's some really, really, really pretty green chainmail that I want so badly. But you literally go, just borrow what you need and then return it at the end of the weekend.
That's Agathon's, like, though.
Agathon's armory.
Yeah, like free of charge. Just take what you need, look after really it, and nice bring it back.
Them. The guys that want. Scrangle what you can.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Scramble and scrungle.
Well, then there you go. I shall do my scrumpling there.
It's as you're heading to the Regio. It's like just a little bit further down.
The guy who played guy who plays Agathon used to be in Dawn.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they'll have mage armor, but
there might be something.
I will poke around, and at worst case scenario, maybe I don't take the battlefield this summer, and just maybe discuss it in character. Do some in-character training, as it were.
Hell
like someone I know someone who sort of leads the army in Verushka.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, I'll talk you through it in-character. I'm like, well, at the very least, I will go on a little mission to find out more about the world of being a vigilance goose healing people on the battlefield.
Everyone has to be honked at. Viciously.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got ChatGPT to write me some goosey healing phrases.
We need to get you a goose staff.
Oh,
can you
gosh.
Imagine with like a stab safe goose at the top and you can whack people and say honk?
Just bonk them on the edge with it. Go honk.
Yeah, because I honk. Have. Imagine being paralyzed by a goose.
Oh my God.
Like, build in one of those, you know, the squeezy chickens. It's like,
yes.
That's not what they sound like. Yeah. But yeah, one of those things.
The, like literally like the goose from Untitled Goose Game. You're just going to whack people. Yes, perfect. We have to.
So just I'll scramble something this week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then save up my pocket money for a proper goose staff.
Oh, that'd be so good.
That would be really cool.
No, I love that. Battlefield's great. And then statistically, you'd think that at least two of us will fight on the battlefield.
Yeah, exactly.
If we have because we've currently got Navarre League and Dawn, so usually
Navarre and Dawn probably aren't going to fight together.
No, the last time we fought with Navarre was like 2022.
Oh wow!
I can't remember fighting with them since.
Yeah. So I mean,
did we? Chloe's giving me a lot. Oh, no, of course we fought together because you had that battle where you didn't do anything. You were like guarding a region and nothing happened for
her. Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
That
was
one.
Was that E4 last year?
Hang on, we all fought together because that's when we had a competition. Oh, you were fighting with Dawn, so of course.
Yeah, with the, I think that was E4 last year. Because because it was kind of good that we actually, as Dread Shields, didn't really do anything because it was as I was recovering from my operation.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Are Dawn missing our loud, obnoxious singing during your battle preparation?
Oh, we do that enough ourselves. It's all right.
Fair enough.
I'm always like, whenever muster's happening, I'm always like in my tent being like, it is 10:15. I'll be fine. While I am trying to not do as many skirmishes this event because I have a tested metal to pass. My goal is to pass this goddamn test this weekend.
And if you don't?
If I don't, I'll cry.
Do you have to do this weekend for it?
So I have got, it's really funny, I have 7 challenges. I'm hoping to do 3 of them in one event.
How many have you succeeded on 4?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So one, I'm having a scrap with someone.
Ooh.
I have to do it cunningly.
Is it Captain Charge?
Maybe. Then I have to complete a challenge that started last summit with some letters that I found hidden over Anvil. And then there's another one that I am receiving, like, next event. So hopefully it will get done, because I want to be noble by the Glory Gala, because I've made some lovely kit for the Glory Gala, and I better be able to wear it, otherwise I'll be very upset.
Would it go into the kit pile of shame, then never to be worn if you don't get it now?
No, I'll just wear Solid. It. I'll just wear it when I'm noble, but I'm just like, I've made it, I want to wear it. I'm very happy with it, very excited. And then I've got a few things kind of planned. Like, there's a few... Apparently, Ossagaran's coming to Anvil to say thank you to the people who saved his boggarts. And he's also kind of upset with Navarre because they didn't save his boggarts.
Oh, no.
And then I'm helping someone with a test of metal, which should be fun. And then I've got a few people to kind of see and things out. But my timetable is being kept empty so I can get my damn test done.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm thinking of finally visiting the Hall of Worlds, as I've been a mage for a while now.
Get in there. Operate that portal.
Yeah, I was thinking about how I would open it. I was like, do I do something really subtle, or do I go on the Friday night after I've had a couple of drinks and I've got some, you know, gumption in me and proper flap my wings and stomp my feet and honk at it?
Yes.
Have you got wings now?
No, just pretending. I was thinking I should get like two white fans and flap them. Like,
yes.
Wings. My friend has got a bit where they go to enter the Hold the World and then hit force and look confused and go, oh, and they cast operate portal and then go in.
In fact, I needed to, I was going to ask you about that because I was asking someone else and they weren't entirely sure. But, you know, you only have to use the mana to open the portal once per summit.
Correct.
But do you still have to do a bit of roleplay?
You have to do the roleplay to open it, yeah.
Okay, so every time you go. So if I decide that my opening the portal is going to be stamping my feet and honking.
I feel like you could flavour it as, like, the first time you do it has to be dramatic and every other time you just kind of wave your hand as you go through.
Just flap my wings a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. okay. I very much think I would be quite subtle with it. So just be like,
yeah, I think most people are. So I don't know. It depends on whether I feel like I want to make a meal out of it.
You need to get a bird caller for a goose and just stand there going, really.
Yeah, because honestly, honking in. Just like honk is a bit, it's a bit rubbish, really. Yeah. I need a better system for this.
Squeezy chicken.
Yeah.
For
anything. but just going honk is just, you know. I mean, I'm a silly goose, but I want to be more.
You need to get the second breakfast goose bird caller that they use for the giant geese.
I'll have to ask them where they get that from.
Hell yeah.
Mm. Presumably Amazon or something.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, very excited for a weekend. I'm really excited for the Glory Gala because they've got loads of dancers scheduled. They've got some performers. They've got a dance caller. I'm very much looking forward to it. And then that's kind of it. Oh, and also I'm going to a performance at Hens.
Hey,
at 11 o'clock on Friday.
Oh, I'm going to be there on Friday.
Hey,
unless I'm honking at the
you're doing your sentinel honk.
Yeah, that sounds like if I'm going to get drunk and then do it later in the evening when there's hopefully less people there, that might be that time.
No, because Sol, Pickle, and a bunch of other people are doing a performance singing a song about when we saved all the boggarts.
Oh, yeah, no, I want to see that. Yeah.
Will you be buying a reasonably priced drink from the Birdbath Bar?
The Birdbath Bar?
The Birdbath Bar.
I've not heard of the Birdbath Bar.
Attached
Tell
to Hens
me more.
Theater. Oh, well, we've adopted Hen since they've left Verushka. Hopefully they'll have a lot of good business because they're off the main road.
Yeah.
So a lot of good business will be coming by. It's a win-win situation. James gets some staff. I finally fulfill my ambition of getting a roof. That'll be great. It's going to be some benches.
A lot of jackdaws around to keep the area sort of populated.
Yeah, we can have an officer camp, having his, getting a drink, having some seating. It's going to be very nice.
Yeah, if you want to have a meeting, you can have it at the jackdaw camp.
I know, what a treat.
Is that open all weekend then?
Probably not as much Sunday, like it'll be just
be around, yeah.
Oh, I'll check it out.
I have booze to donate. Because my house is full of alcohol that I don't want. So
talk to James.
Yeah, I'll take some.
I put it out at every house party and it's never touched. Then I'm always like, I need a grid for like salted caramel vodka.
Ooh, delicious.
Yes. Not vodka, vodka liqueur. So it's like really thick and goopy. I'm like, don't want it.
Goober.
It's all right. Well, I'll do that shot game that we used to do at the Boar's Head and we'll just offer up all your random alcohol bits as shots.
Yes, absolutely.
Because like, it's all like, you know,
I'm hoping to give booze shots in exchange for free drinks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We can sort that for you.
Excellent news.
Well, I could sell it for you and we can split the profit.
As long as I get I see alcohol out of this situation, I'm happy to give it to whoever. Otis has spied profit.
You're selling your meads again? Aren't you? I'm sure I saw you advertise them on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be walking around shilling my wares. Mm. I'll probably be hitting the road with Grunfoss.
Yeah.
I've got a bacon mead.
Oh, is he selling the lemon... Is it limoncello or lemon vodka or something that he had last time?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, but it was really nice.
I know that he'll be selling his smutty nuts.
Yeah,
as per usual. Mink tails, other knickknacks. I'm not sure exactly what, but yeah, we'll be hitting the road in the... In between events, we went on an Empire booze cruise.
Oh, nice.
And basically just went around every nation and got absolutely smashed. He got in a fight with a massive Valon husk that just turned out to be a tree. So, yeah, we'll be walking around. I've got my bacon mead and my chocolate orange mead, which I'll be selling. Need to make up some money after someone spent all of our profits last event.
Is that on pizza?
This is such a theme.
8 thrones worth.
I probably spent maybe like 3 thrones last month.
More like 6.
I've never spent 3 thrones in an event.
I don't think I've ever had 3 thrones.
I think the most I've spent in an event is probably 2, and that's including getting a sovereign specific.
That was for a very expensive ritual that I did.
Oh, well, trinkets, pie mash, pizza.
Yeah.
Cakenomics is destroying the empire.
Mm. 8 rings a pint. 8 rings a pint.
Not at Hens.
Yeah, Hens. Reasonable prices, Morgan, and a good time.
They sell non-booze at Hens.
Yeah?
No, they give it out for free, in fact.
I might be at Hens.
Hydration for the Nation. Hydration for the Nation. I think it was in the Boar's Head. Yeah, there's always alcohol-free cordials there for just...
Hey, do you think this counts as, like, advertising and IC business? This is fine. We're just talking about what we're doing. Yeah, it's fine.
There also may be, I need to get this for certain, Pavilion at the Jack Dawes camp.
Oh, nice.
At the bar.
Other bars are available.
All we ask is you buy a couple of drinks for the use of the pavilion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you not IC promote...
So you can put posters up. Because like advertising your IC business on your podcast, maybe not great. I don't know.
Meanwhile, buy the Jolly Jackdaws.
Buy my mead.
Give me money. Because...
I mean, there's a promotion page on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. No, it was mostly a lighthearted comment. We're just chatting about what we're going to do. Yeah, it was mostly a lighthearted comment, to be honest.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, just cruise around. Yana and the Thorns Rest, Grunfoss and the rest of them, we've been invited for dinner on the Friday.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I think they're doing another bunch of scrumptious snacks.
They were going to be selling some savoury foods again because there was really good stuff. And that's my IHC dinner plans for Friday night. I'm like, I'm going to pop away, have my half an hour break from working at Hens and come and get some food.
No, they've got a great setup there and a great spot as well.
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, they do awesome food. And there's a few more Thorns Restians. I don't know what the collective group name is that they've got the gaggles.
No,
oh, it's yours.
A rose of thorns.
Even though I'm in the only goose.
A bush.
A bramble patch.
What was Jesus' crown called?
A crown.
Thorn. A crown of thorns.
Yeah.
Didn't it have a name?
No. Wasn't it just a crown of thorns?
That would be heresy anyway, wouldn't it? The Thornian Restians are. please bob it in the comments, Anna or Steve.
The plural for a thorn.
The plural
rest.
Of a thorns rest.
A bramble's rest, I think.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
Bramble's rest.
The little pricks.
The little pricks will be having dinner with us.
I think they'll like that.
Yeah, yeah, the little pricks.
On Friday night, which will be lovely. Other than that, we've just got a really planned event. Got a very chilled event planned.
You can speak for yourself.
I know, that was very hard to say. What
you
about
busy then?
Neve, you're going to be busy, aren't you?
I have got many a plans, and I don't think I've got the energy to do them all.
Chloe has begun meeting the LARP.
No!
Whoa. What a treat! What time of day is your favourite meeting spot? What time of day do you prefer to have your meetings?
Preferably... after 10 p.m. once I've had a good couple of drinks.
Did we wash my kettle? Did I wash my kettle?
You've got time.
I need to wash my kettle tomorrow.
Kettle of ale.
Kettle of ale.
Kettle of ale mentioned.
You never fail drink. With a kettle of ale.
Ba-dum-dum. Sorry, Chloe. Can you carry up?
Fine.
Chloe's busy.
I'm busy.
Doing what? Tell me more, tell me more.
To be honest, I actually don't really know.
Stunning.
I don't know who I am. I don't know why I'm here. All I know is
I've got a lot of shit to do.
Well, didn't you say you were going to write an agenda? Would it just be stuff to do, stuff to do? 2 o'clock, stuff to do.
I'm supposed to be somewhere, urgently, right now. Neve, can you talk? No, I need to be somewhere. Where are you going? Not a fucking clue.
Not sure.
I'm hoping someone stops me and says, Neve, and I can be like, excellent, this is where I'm supposed to be.
You know, that happened so many times last event. Like, it was fucking wild for my little brain. Like, I would just be walking somewhere on a path and someone in Navarre would just be like, oh, Neve. And I'm like, oh, fuck, important shit. Someone, like, talk to me about something. Or, like, oh, hey, we're thinking about doing this between, like, with you guys or, like, during downtime. And they were like the people from Embercast were like, oh, we've got an idea. And, like, they were explaining what their idea was, but I had no idea what they were talking about. So I just bullshit my way through it. Like, oh, yeah, well, I think we've got plans for this downtime and stuff. But, yeah, maybe next time. I had no idea what they were asking me. I just did not know.
Fake it till you make it, folks.
Apparently I've made it, but...
You don't learn about the lore of Empire without getting some context, and you've just got to expose yourself to all of it, I suppose, just first.
No,
like,
clue.
I mean, if I sit there and try and read the wiki, it goes over my head. Unless I know some context already, I'm like very much of like a learn in character and in play.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Kind of person. I can't just sit there and read it all and soak it all up.
I've never once... tried to read the wiki and I never will. I've read part of it once for about 10 minutes trying to pick certain runes for something, but that's about it.
I mean, we've discussed before how sometimes the wiki can be a little bit inaccessible.
I can't read because I'm dyslexic. Yeah.
I've read quite a bit of the wiki.
Oh,
Morgan reads.
What a surprise!
But there are some people that have read like so much. But like, hey, how do you know about this thing? It's like, oh, it's on this lost page that's linked to nowhere. Here it is. I'm like, where was this?
I think the search feature is a bit fucked up as well.
Yeah, it's a bit buggy.
It's just a lot.
Yeah, you guys might have noticed I have an attention deficit problem as well. Mm. And I fall asleep quite quickly when reading. I can read for 10 minutes, then I get dozy.
I feel like sometimes I have to read something about 10 times before it makes any sense to me. Like that story that was in my player pack, I must have read it like 5 or 6 times, but it didn't really soak in. I was like, I don't know who the character they're talking about. Like, they're clearly inferring that it's somebody important or somebody... I don't think so. But if I get another one, I'll share it with you and you can probably diagnose it a bit for me.
As a Stenzi, you were getting stories. That's so cool. That's a cool little
Yeah, it's really cool. I really wish... I need to learn more about, you know, the lore so that I can access it a bit more. Because without context, it's hard to take it in.
I really enjoyed... it was Thursday night and I saw a guy who plays an NPC that I was pretty sure I was going to be interacting with that weekend. I was like, oh, was I supposed to get a letter in my player pack? I haven't received anything. And he just turned to me and went, what? What do you mean? I was like, was I supposed to? He was like, yes, you were. Have you not received it? I'm like, no. He was like, oh, for God's sake.
And then
he then got out his phone and was like, here it is. But then, like, basically, they just hadn't printed the letters off, so I went back the next day to get it. But it was just very funny. He'd be like, here's my phone. Here's the letter you received.
Magical light device that mage tablet.
Yeah. But yeah, it was Thursday before 10 minutes, so it was fine. But yeah, because that was my letter to go see Barry Beyond the Gate. It's interesting so far. So for me, I was thinking of skirmishes this weekend. There's not loads I'm super interested in. The wins that have come out, there are a couple of wins that are quite interesting. The Semalak nonsense.
Oh, yeah, there's one.
There's some ideas for that. Although I like one of the options is drain the Semalak.
No.
Because they're like, oh, there's this freaky Lady of the Lake at the bottom. Just get rid of the pond.
Yeah, that will get rid of her.
Yeah. There's a bunch of other solutions, but I thought it was quite funny.
They
like,
she's a shark.
Well, she's at the bottom of a lake, so you know.
Yeah, but she might like drain the lake. She'll just come and get angry.
Get rid of the lake. She's done.
Does she need the lake to survive, or is that?
Well,
just her?
Presumably she's in the lake, so maybe.
Yeah, but so are crocodiles.
I feel like if you drained a swamp with crocodiles, they'd suffer.
Yeah, well, they'd probably take it out on you.
They get chapped lips, maybe, but they're not going to die.
I think a crocodile would die if you got rid of its swamp.
Well,
that's
destroyed its entire habitat.
Yeah, but
wouldn't it go out with all guns blazing?
Maybe,
especially if it had the consciousness.
Maybe,
of
but they're not very lethal on ground. They're more lethal underwater.
Oh, they can be fast.
Yeah, yeah. We're not debating a crocodile, I guess. We're talking about a supernatural being.
To be fair, the Lady of the Lake does kill people by dragging them in the water. So I suppose if you take the water, you're taking away her main weapon.
And then she gets him in the jaw and she spins.
I think our prelots become officially derailed.
No, they said, we're on topic.
This is on topic.
Just because you weren't paying attention, John.
Sorry, just because you don't know what the seminar is.
I was thinking about letting the boars out.
Oh, God.
But yeah, no, that's interesting. And there's some fun Semilac stuff there. So
yeah, I might actually read that one.
Dulac is all like Wheel Water, yeah. Semilac, what they called sovereign ship. So like that's fun. And then also Cold Sun's dead.
Hey!
Well, not Cold Sun, but all of its armies are gone from the Empire. There's a few little rapscallions knocking around that need clearing up, but otherwise. Cold Sun's done.
So, nice. Monstering-wise,
I never saw Cold Sun once. Yes. I feel like a hero.
You're not.
I know. You're lucky. No one offered to pay me.
You know, monstering-wise, who do you think is the most likely forces this weekend? You think Druze?
I don't think it'll be Jotun.
Morgan's so disappointed at that.
I think it's going to be Grendel and Druze. I don't know who will be fighting or what. God, I'd love to fight as Druge. Because to get some of my like Dornish kit, cover it in blood and wear that as like my scraps of stuff I've looted from people would be amazing.
If you're Druge, does that mean you don't have to wear like an orc mask as much? Because I know, like, is it Jotun everyone has to wear?
No, Jotun have Ygarra.
Yeah, but now, don't COVID, they usually...
No, so now it's not COVID.
Yeah.
Everyone should be wearing masks that can.
Yeah.
So the Ygarra were basically put in place as like a, hey, not everyone's going to wear masks.
Is that for every army?
Yeah, every orc mostly should be orcs. The Ygarra were invented for the Jotun because it was just like, hey, here we go, some mask-free fighters. Now, if you can wear a mask, you should be. They give out masks. Druge are like the least likely to have humans. I think they have some slaves knocking about, but the Jotun have the Ygarra. The Grendel have some, but it tends to be EMU. So we had an EMU, which was Asavayan's event just gone, and they were.
Are the Druze orcs then?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it was. They're all the barbarians are orcs. Did you not listen to our barbarian series last year, Kerry?
That was a whole year ago.
Four goodness great gracious. Episodes and the four listen, main barbarian.
Do you think, do I don't some even remember homework. What I had for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, the Druze are the. It's also funny because like. I feel like every nation's got their barbarians that they hate. And Dawn is the Druge. I'm like, how do you not know about the Druge?
Oh, so that was a bit of Tristan coming out.
Yeah, Tristan was coming out. It's like, excuse they are.
It's all right. Radka knows all about the Druge. Radka's the vigilance priest.
Druge are like, I feel like Druge are like the objective bad guys.
Yeah.
Like the Jotun are honorable and just fighty. The Grendel are like mercantile and aren't just evil.
I know a little bit about evil. The sort of like group personalities of the monsters, but because I've never been fighting on the field, you know, I don't really think about what they look like.
So the four barbarian nations, the Thul, the Druge, the Grendel, and the Jotun are all orc nations.
Okay.
But they have smatterings of humans, be they thralls, slaves.
That's what I was thinking before when you said the Thul. I was thinking thralls.
No, the Thul are like the magic orcs, but we've been friends with the magic orcs of Otkadov for a really long time.
We've been friends with the magic orcs of Otkadov. Have you ever felt more like a nerd?
We've been friends with the magic orcs of Otkadov who follow the dragons into battle. For quite some time.
Yeah. It's all clicking into place
now.
Yeah,
yeah. we've been friends with the Thul for ages. And I feel like someone said to me, it's like, we basically can't fight them anymore.
Yeah.
Because we've not been fighting, they've just been spending all their time building up their defences. Mm. So now it's like, cool, I guess we're just going to leave that bit of the map.
Let's just stay friends.
Yeah. They were at the Emperor's inauguration. No, they can't know what the word is.
Coronation?
Oh yeah, but all of the groups were, even the Grendel orcs like came and stuff. All of them had like I just remember seeing the Grendel orc because of where I was I couldn't see a lot, but he just walked in with such swagger.
I still don't understand why there was a Grendel there.
There was like a representative from each of the nations.
The Jotun too?
No, I don't think there were Jotun and Druge. I thought it was just Grendel and Thul.
I definitely remember the Grendel.
Yeah, because I can't see the Druze sending a delegate. If I think of the Druze sending a delegate, they'd just get shivved.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, probably.
The Jotun maybe would be allowed a passage.
Jotun are on a battle.
Yeah, we're like friends. We're not friends with the Jotun, but we're also not like... I feel like most people aren't like vehemently hating the Jotun.
I think they're like frenemies.
Yeah, but people were booing when when some of the delegates came off.
Yeah.
You know what
oh,
I mean?
The Grendel got booed.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about the Grendel. But, like, I feel like the Druze literally, it wouldn't matter if people were like, this is an official delegation of the Druze, don't, someone would kill the Druze.
Yeah.
Because it's the Druze.
Yeah. Well, it might not have been, as I say, I just remember the Grendel were definitely there.
Do you know what my favourite thing I've ever looted from a Druze was?
Yeah.
A live scorpion.
Oh,
not.
Well,
a live
not
scorpion.
Not great. Got bitten. Stung, rather.
Wait, sorry. Live as in
I'm guessing a lot safe.
No, I see live.
Thank God.
It was really funny. I was
what,
looting someone.
What do you mean?
I was looting someone. I was like, oh, just to check. You're looting me, aren't you? And I went, yeah. And they handed me a slip of paper and a scorpion. And a slip of paper said traumatic wound. I was like, fuck's
sake. So you got poisoned?
I got stung. And then I didn't get this one, but there was some pretty horrendous traumatic wounds. I won't go into detail because Chloe's here. But related to arachnids at
no,
that player event.
Yeah. it's not arachnids, it's just spiders, like
specifically
scorpions,
spiders, yeah.
Ants, beetles, whatever. I'm fine with
it's literally just
it's just
spiders.
Fucking spiders.
So in which case our halogen is also centipedes and scorpions, so just ignore the spid bit and it's fine.
Oh, speaking of spiders, Yana is, we'll get off the subject quickly.
You knew what I was gonna
I told her not to show Chloe them.
Yana's got some really cute little plush crochet.
They are cute.
Little spooders, like little tarantulas. I don't know if they're selling them.
Sold out.
But
Chloe's like, thank God.
I was like, don't show these to Chloe in person, just in case.
Yeah.
So it feels like apart from Chloe, most of us have got a pretty lightly packed weekend.
Yeah.
You were having hot merc summer.
Hot muck summer. I do need to find contracts the next season.
And
money's getting even drier.
Always be grinding.
Always been grinding. Or getting Modesto to grind anyway. Gustavos, Modesto, and Pike, go make me money whilst I'm at wine club cementing negotiations.
So apart from Chloe, we're all having a nice weekend off.
Yeah. I've honestly got so much planned. I've got meetings, parties.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, God.
I know. It's a wild, wild weekend. But
I think
we've got.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I was going to say, we've just had a lot of Churchill birthdays in between E2 and 3. So we're going to have like a little birthday
bash,
little shindiggy type thing. Possibly the Jackdaw party. But yeah, we've got meetings or like the military council, captain council, all this type of stuff.
Have you thought about getting a tiny stool to take to your meetings now you go to that mini?
I might just hire a proxy.
Yeah. You're just going to sit on the proxy.
Oh, no, just send to the meeting. Sorry.
Oh. You don't know what a proxy is.
I was like, Chloe, the power.
What a power move.
We're in the same headspace. To sit on. Oh, wait, no.
What I mean?
I wonder how it would go if you hired an orc for the weekend just to sit on them during the meetings.
An orc would not allow itself to be hired.
God. Maybe a Grendel.
Could you imagine attending a meeting in the Imperial Orc camp?
Oh,
and just sitting
God.
On the back of...
That would go well, I feel.
I think you wouldn't get out of there alive.
No. I am... also, very exciting, that we've got a business operating out of our tent this weekend. We've got Red Bear's Forge and Grill is operating out of the Dulac camp, which is very exciting.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you guys need to come get food, because... Yeah.
I will reserve...
Will they have vegetarian options?
I think so. Come in there.
I'll have a look.
I think...
I'll poke by and have a look.
Wander over to Dulac. Red Bear's lovely.
Yeah. I also might be in Grace's bid to be the custodian of the kennels since the sausage thing didn't work out. We might be performing a dog-based puppet show, which obviously won't be full of innuendos because that would be extra weird.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be like dad jokes, like
incredible.
Kind of thing. But we need to write it on Friday. So that might happen.
We love some improv.
We were meant to write it when she came last week, but we played Baldur's Gate instead.
Oh, I've got a little werewolf finger puppet if you want to use that.
Yeah, maybe. We've got a few dog puppets already, but yeah.
As you do.
It's going to be the jackdaws, all the dogs.
So once again, we've got this man going to wine club. We've got you doing a little puppet show.
Yeah.
We've got Otis selling mead and potentially some vanilla vodka.
Ooh.
Vanilla vodka, caramel vodka.
And a kettle of ale.
That's not getting sold.
I guess I am. I am to an extent on that grind, trying to get my test metal done. But it feels like Neve's got a business weekend.
Yeah,
wonderful.
There's no pleasure.
Wonderful.
Morgan, before we end, why do you have a little wolf finger puppet?
Well,
he gets lonely at night.
Yeah, I know.
It's a
why do I have a werewolf finger puppet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you never know when you're going to need a werewolf finger puppet. You know.
He'll huff and puff and blow something down.
Sorry, Alex, do you not have a what? Finger puppet?
All right, so Tom took that in a direction that none of us were expecting. I think that's an excellent note to end on.
I think we probably should end it. He succeeded as well.
Do not lend Tom your werewolf finger puppet.
That werewolf puppet is staying firmly in my house now. Fucking hell. But yeah, awesome. Thanks everyone for listening. We will see you in a field very soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.